Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There are all different sizes of businesses. Big business, small business, that awkward growing phase business, the running this thing from my garage business, and the OMG we can't hire fast enough business. Wherever you are in your business journey, HubSpot's powerful but easy-to-use CRM platform grows with you. It lets all of your teams work together seamlessly, whether that's just you and your roommate or colleagues across multiple time zones. Grow better with HubSpot by connecting your people, your customers, and your business. Learn more at HubSpot.com.
Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
Get ready and start your engines for our 9th annual Aviation Month on Savvy Broadcasting.
Welcome to Savvy Business, Life Unscripted with your host, Christina Rivera, where our guests share their wisdom and valuable business tips, empowering our audience to expand their personal potential.
Hi, Janine. Welcome to Savvy Broadcasting and Life Unscripted for our 9th annual Aviation Month. I'm so grateful to have you out here today. We tried to get you last year, but we are so glad to have you this year because we're going to talk about a very important topic that couldn't have been more timely, and that is resilience. And girl, you know quite a few things about that.
I do.
Share with the audience who might not know you. I met you on a TEDx talk. Share mm-hmm. with the audience a little bit about your backstory.
Well, gosh, how long have we got? So it's a very long story. I have written about it in 6 books. And if people do want to catch my TED talk, that tells a lot of my story. It was actually on TED.com, A Broken Body Isn't a Broken Person. But you know, the backstory is I was an elite athlete. I was a cross-country skier training for the Olympics. I was on my bike training with my teammates. I was run over by a truck. And I suffered extensive and life-threatening injuries. I died for 10 days. I was in intensive care. They airlifted me in a helicopter. They told my parents I wouldn't live. I had, I call it a death experience, not a near-death experience, because I did leave my body. And that's a whole other story. And so I woke up 10 days later to find out that I was paralyzed from the waist down. And I spent 6 months in a spinal ward, got out in a wheelchair and thought my life as an athlete was over. And I guess what people find interesting about my story is when I was home in a wheelchair and a plaster body cast, wondering what I was going to do with my life, an airplane flew over and I looked up and thought, if I can't walk, then maybe I can fly. Yeah. And it was completely unlikely, and I was lifted into an airplane for my first flight in a plaster body cast and changed my life. And, I mean, flying is a great metaphor for life itself, I think. I secretly think everybody wants to fly. And, and you know, I then had a goal, and the goal was to walk again so I could fly, and I did. And even though I am a paraplegic, I am walking. And I went on and got my pilot's license, my private, my commercial, my instrument, my multi, my aerobatic, my instructor. flew around Australia and ended up teaching people how to fly upside down.
Wow. Girl, you know, I'm wondering, when I hear your story, it makes me wonder how much of your personality played a part in, for one, you becoming an Olympic athlete and then taking that same resilience and applying it then to flying and everything else. Do you think that played a part? Is it your personality or is it part built? What is it?
Yeah, I think definitely my personality. My nickname was Janine the Machine, so I've always been Defiant, which was the name of my last book, actually. And I think that, you know, to me, defiance is a really great quality. Defiance is, you know, saying yes to life and not letting other people set your agenda. And even though, you know, I was told when I was in hospital in a wheelchair that I'd never be able to do the things I did before, you know, I said, okay, I'm not listening. I'm not going to listen to the negative talk. I'm not going to listen to what people tell me I can or can't do. I'm going to set my own agenda. And, you know, I mean, life has been extraordinary. I've done things that I never would have imagine doing, but certainly the lessons that I learned as an elite athlete have served me well in recreating my life.
Yeah. And this is a great lesson, not just for the aviators listening in today for Aviation Month, but business owners, because we are primarily a business. There'd be so many times where in business, it'll be tough and you'll want to give up, or maybe your business will crash and burn and you'll go under and bankrupt, but you can get back up and do it again. And what I love about your story is that, you know, it actually brought you to such great heights, quite literally.
Yes.
That, you know, you probably would have not thought of being a pilot prior. You know, what do you think your greatest lesson's been since you've become a pilot? And you know, what has it done for you as far as, you know, your greatest lesson in the cockpit?
Well, there are so many lessons. You know, as I said, I started as an elite athlete when I was 6 or 7 years, you know, of age. So I always had this philosophy of loving the hills. And that was, you know, I brought that into my life in so many ways. As an athlete, it meant I always trained on hills. I always took the hard option. So I'm not afraid of hard work. You know, and learning to fly was incredibly challenging because you can imagine when I started and I was learning to walk again with this incredible, you know, I mean, I walk with a limp now, but I had to, as I said, I'm a paraplegic. I had to learn to use a catheter. I had a bag of medication with me. I turning up at a flying school with all these guys that wanted to be airline pilots. So I was really, you know, I mean, they looked at me and thought, she's never going to do this. So again, I used that mindset of loving the hill and just put my head down and worked really hard and really kept focused on what I wanted to do, my goals and why I was doing it. So, you know, I learned to be very present because I, you know, when I first started, I didn't know I was going to be, I didn't even know I'd pass a medical. So it was just the next flight, the next lesson, and I would study for that and concentrate on that. So it taught me to be very present. And I've also learned that, you know, as you talked about business owners, that sometimes in life things have to break down before you can break through. So when people are going through really challenging times, you know, I tell them, just ask yourself, what's the gift in this? And if you look hard enough, you'll always find something. And life has a way of sort of breaking things down to make something even better. So if you can, you know, think about that, you know, it helps you to sort of stay really present and stay focused and look for the good. And of course, we know that, you know, science tells us gratitude is incredibly powerful, helping us maintain an optimistic mindset, which is something we all need right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing right now we're talking about resilience, but there's a lot of people out there who might have lost their job, not only their business, but what's next. And that uncertainty, I think, is what troubles people the most. It's not so much, okay, I lost my business, I can start over. But now with this kind of uncertainty, because this has never happened in on the globe, where it's affected everyone on the globe.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I've learned to live with uncertainty and fear. And I think, you know, for me as an athlete, my life was, you know, mapped out. I was going to the Olympics. I was in my final year. I wanted to be an exercise physiologist. And so when that was taken from me, when my body was broken and all of my dreams and I had no idea what I was going to do with my life, it was actually a gift because, you know, I had this clean slate. And, you know, I got to then recreate my life in a way that was unlikely and remarkable. And I think if we can remember that sometimes, as I say in my TED talk, you know, you have to let go of the life you have, you know, to get the life that's waiting for you. And, you know, and if we hold on to things the way we think things are going to be, we suffer. And right now people are holding on, and it takes a great amount of courage to let go and just say yes, yes to whatever we're experiencing right now. And you have no idea what's around the corner.
If you're enjoying our episode today on Savvy Business Radio, check out startupsmagazine.co.uk, a magazine in digital and print where they champion tech startups and entrepreneurs. You can find the latest, most innovative startups in each issue and their upcoming or last magazine focused on female founders and women in tech. They also have a fabulous podcast called The Serial Entrepreneur, interviewing female founders in the lead up to the issue. For their November-December issue, the magazine will focus on sport tech and reflecting on the year of 2020 and how startups will face 2021. Subscribe for free today at startupsmagazine.co.uk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Janine, I know from my own experiences, there'd be times where maybe I lost a job or a relationship, yeah, and you're like, oh, this is the most horrible thing ever. And then yes, right around the corner, some other opportunity you didn't expect. And it's almost like that had to open up, like this had to go, yes, so this could open up and allow you to receive it.
That's exactly right. You know, you've got to let go. And, you know, maybe it's a time to retrain, to think of a different career. I mean, we've all been through that, you know, experience of, you know, let's talk about relationships. You know, you're in a relationship and it breaks down and you think it's the worst possible thing that could have happened. But then years later, you know, things pass. Maybe you've met someone else. Maybe you're happy on your own. It doesn't matter. But you look back and you think, oh, that was actually the best thing that could have happened. And that's what I say about, you know, resilience. I teach resilience now and I teach the science of resilience. And what I tell people is you're incredibly resilient. You already are resilient. The fact that you're here tells me that. You've already overcome so much in your life. So if you can use that, use those skills that you learned and build upon those, you can overcome any challenge.
Yeah, and this is great. What I'm getting also from your story and what you've done is you said, I like the hills. You would go look for the challenges. And I think, interestingly, for myself as well, is we often will avoid the challenges. We're like, yes, let's not go there. But
yeah, let's stick with easy and comfortable.
Yeah, but sometimes, even in flying, if you start flying and things start to get uncomfortable, that was happening for me. I started to do some stalls. They started to freak the heck out of me. And I was like, do I want to do this flying anymore? But it's that when I've noticed for myself, when I stuck with it, you're like, okay, I didn't die. I'm still here. The plane didn't go down. And it's that, you know, that if you just take one more step, you know, it's not the end of the world. It's not
that's right. That's right. And, you know, I think I turn towards the hills. I tell people turn towards it. The things you fear are never as bad as you think they are. And, you know, if we continually build upon, you know, the skills of resilience. And so my background is in sports science. So I've, you know, created an online course at the moment where I use, you know, the science of resilience to teach people how to cultivate and overcome whatever challenges they're currently facing. And a great analogy is, you know, when I got my instrument rating, I remember the first time I was up in an Air Force base, I was surrounded by F-18s in my little tiny Trinidad aircraft taking off. And I remember I took off and I was in clouds straight away. Mm-hmm. And I had about a 2 to 3 hour flight and I was in, you know, instrument conditions the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I remember the joy, like, oh my gosh, this works, you know, and I was all on my own and I flew all the way down to Bankstown Airport in Sydney. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, you know, I'd done the training. And it worked. And I had trust and confidence in myself in doing that. And it's the same with resilience. When you learn the skills, you know, okay, I know how to do this. Aha, I recognize this. I've done it before and I can do it again.
Yeah, that was an awesome analogy, because I recall when I would fly with my husband, he would take us up in instrument conditions, and you follow the ILS, and you know the instrument approach it is, and you were like, wow, look, you come out of the clouds and poof, there's an airport. But it's not just it's that you've done the training so that when you get there, boom, you do get to your final destination, but it's following that course. It's just amazing. It's like it works every time. There's the airport.
I know, it's like it's a miracle, but it's not. It's magic, but it's not. It's actually training. And the same with resilience. You learn resilience. And you know what science tells us is resilience is a skill that can be learned.
Yeah. And what you realize, I think if you go through any hardship, is it begins to get a little bit easier. And you realize, okay, now I went through this. And the next time something comes up, you're better able to deal with it.
And and you remind yourself, I've done it before. And, you know, I tell people, go to my website, JeaneShepherd.com. There's a lot of free tools there and exercises that people can walk through so that they can recognize the patterns. It's all about patterns. And in my TED talk, you'll remember I have chairs on stage. And so those chairs represent a pattern. It actually is based on Joseph Campbell's, the great mythologist, on his hero's journey. Mm-hmm. And so we're all on a hero's journey, you know.
Yeah. Now you teach coaching right now. You are a coach yourself outside. Share how you got into that. I'm curious what brought you into that line of business and actually teaching resilience.
Well, you know, I'm teacher trained, so it's always been, you know, I love helping people. I love helping people learn how to be more competent in their lives, how to be stronger, how to recognize patterns. And so I created this course, which is my life's learning. And, you know, and I just really enjoy sharing that with people. And, you know, I'm a life learner. I love to learn and I'm always learning myself. So, you know, when I had my accident, I went back and finished my university degree in sports science, and I went on and continued learning, you know, the science of positive psychology and coaching. And, you know, I sort of weave in all the lessons that I've learned from being an athlete my entire life, and the lessons I've learned from flying, which is actually when I'm speaking, I'm using a lot of, you know, sort of metaphors and analogies of flying, because I think it's a great way to teach.
Mm, it is. It really gets it inside of you. We're about to head on out here, and I want you to share with everyone where they can find out more about you. And then we're going to leave one aviation tip, if you could, for any inspiring aviator or anyone out there who's desired to do it but are a little scared. But let's start with your website first.
Okay, well, it's easy, JeaneShepherd.com, and they can follow me on Twitter at Jeanine Shepherd. I'm on LinkedIn, Jeanine Shepherd. I'm on Instagram, Jeanine_Shepherd. Facebook, Jeanine Shepherd, author, motivational speaker, and they can learn more about, actually right now they can sign up on an early bird list to learn more about the 12 Steps to Resilience program, which will be launching in the next few weeks. And just, you know, reaching out to me. I'm always happy to take people's questions and I'll do my best to answer them.
That's awesome. Now, one tip for any inspiring aviator or person who's ever thought of flying.
Do it. And the tip is, I have to say that a formula that we teach in flying, because, you know, I'm an instructor, is attitude plus power equals performance. So, you know, if people think about, you know, maintaining a positive attitude, you know, power is the amount of work you put in, you will achieve, you will perform. It's a mathematical formula and it doesn't fail. And I've used that formula in my life, my entire life. You know, not only did I learn to live, but I learned to walk, I learned to fly, and I learned many lessons in life through flying.
Well, you've been such a gift to the world and offered such wonderful wisdom. Anyone sitting there on the fence thinking about going to fly, just go do it. And wherever you are, realize that through resilience, you can conquer anything. So just keep at it. Do not give up. And Jeanine Shepherd, I just have to thank you again for coming to Savvy Broadcasting for our 9th annual Aviation Month.
Thank you, Christina, and wishing you all blue skies and tailwinds.
Yay!
Bye.
If you like this episode, please share and leave your comments. To find out more about paid sponsorship opportunities or how to become a guest, email Christina@lifeunscriptedradio.com.
Bittrex is a cryptocurrency exchange empowering traders to feed their curiosity. With more than 100 tokens and unparalleled security, Bittrex offers a platform for next big thing discoverers to dive in. Get ready to trade beyond the trend. Discover more at bittrex.com. Trading involves significant risk of loss and is not suitable for all individuals. Carefully consider your level of experience and risk before trading.
You're the one everyone looks to for answers. Come rain or shine, the job must get done. And you're the one who makes it happen. We get you, Jackie in Fresno, putting your employee safety first. And Manny in Chattanooga, whose local Granger team knows him by name. We're here for you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support and access to product specialists to help you find what you need. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.